You're listening to a sport podcast from 7 News.
He's a face you'll remember making some of footy's biggest decisions. Now he's the boss of the decision makers.
I used to umpire this guy, one of the fairest footballers out there.
Steve McBurney, responsible for more than 200 AFL officials, this week visiting locals as part of Community Umpires Week, revealing AFL umps are already trending towards full-time. 7 News understands a field umpire can earn up to $200,000 a season.
I think we're nearly there with quite a number of the field umpires. They've chosen AFL umpiring as their primary occupation.
A fortnight into his new role, McBurney not afraid to stamp himself.
For send-offs, that exists at every level below AFL, but there's no plans to bring it back into AFL.
Under his watch, there'll be no microscope on a specific weekly rule.
I've been looking for this rule of the week for the 21 years I've umpired, and maybe I wasn't paying attention at coaching sessions because I never saw the memo with rule of the week.
Score reviews already reduced from more than 20 in round 4 to just 7 last week. Also confirming umpires still won't have access to stats when voting on the Brownlow.
They understand their responsibility. They take it really seriously. They do it in a confidential setting.
And the new Sharon for Sir Doug Nicholls round has been revealed, played across rounds 10 and 11. Mitch Cleary, 7 News.